The Inner Cry, Part 6. The inner cry is our visa to pass beyond the mind into the realms of meditation, spiritual progress, and self-transcendence. Yet this visa must constantly be renewed with inner purity, sincerity, and intensity, or else it lapses as the inner cry fades. Sri Chinmoy has spoken beautifully of what is required to keep our inner cry alive. And I quote, "You can make your inner cry more sincere by feeling at every second that you are helpless, absolutely helpless and hopeless without God. With God, with God's love, concern, and guidance, you become omnipotent. But without God, you are impotent. When you feel that kind of helpless feeling, then your inner cry will come to the fore spontaneously. When you feel that you are helpless without God, your inner cry comes to the fore with utmost sincerity. Why do you cry? You cry because you feel that you do not have something which you badly need. You cry for your conscious oneness with infinity, eternity, and immortality. These three divine blessings are your own. Only you have to rediscover them. They are your own inner wealth which you have lost or misplaced. But you have every right to search for them and cry to the Supreme for them. In order to have that inner cry, always try to feel that you are absolutely helpless. When you feel helpless, automatically your aspiration grows. When you feel helpless, you will feel that the right thing is to pray and meditate. You will not try to make yourself miserable and helpless so that you can have a good meditation. But when pride or jealousy or lethargy or lack of aspiration come, cry inwardly to regain your own inner treasure. You have every right to cry for your own lost treasure." Sri Chinmoy.